Hey GWA, I woke up this morning with a bit of a sick voice, so I really wanted to attempt something with a script and some sound effects and really try to push my limits, but I think I'm gonna wait until my voice sounds just a little bit better. I was going to try to do like an AMA during a ramble fap type thing, but I wasn't quite sure about what I needed to do to be able to set that up. So it didn't get set up, but that's okay. I'm just going to talk about various things and while touching myself, I guess. A few of the questions that popped up while before before the post got removed, which is totally fine, but was when I lost my virginity and about my kink. So I guess I'll go over those first. I lost my virginity just last December. And it was really good. The first time I couldn't get him to fit. So I tried riding him and it just didn't work out. So we tried doggy and it did. And it was very nice. And I always knew doggy was going to be one of my favorite positions. And it's totally is. And it was really good. I definitely like the idea of a massive cock stretching me out, but it's not very logical. I think I would be satisfied with any size pretty much because he definitely bottomed out by a good fit. And like I said before, he didn't even fit the first time. So even though the idea of a massive cock is great, I'm definitely not a size queen. So yes, that's what we did. He pulled my hair and spanked me, and called me his slut, and I enjoyed all of it. And then my kinks, I have a few different ones, I guess. Well, my first one is being submissive, which I just enjoy being submissive, and I guess it ties into all of my other kinks. I just like my other ones are daddy dom. I don't really do age play. Sorry to those of you who do enjoy that, but just someone bigger and stronger than me, using me and doing whatever they wanted with my body, and I get to call them daddy. I enjoy that. One of my biggest ones is consensual non-consent, which I do not enjoy calling it by its other name. But I think that also ties into it, just an even more extreme form where they really can just take whatever they want. And I like being a tiny, innocent creature who does not enjoy rough fucking when really I really do. I also am a big fan of impreg. I haven't gotten to experience this yet, but I really think being Cayman would just feel so lovely. And I really hope to experience it sometime soon. I also just want to be a mother in general, and I think that also ties into it. It's all just like a very very like, I guess primal is the sexy word to call it, a very primal desire. And I guess it's kind of like one of those things where you think back to how people have been doing it for forever, and it just feels right, I guess. I don't know. I'm also very interested when I listen to audios here or role play. I like especially fantasy, but historical and sci-fi and just generally story-based pornography, erotic audio and such. And sorry, I enjoy it more because I feel like there's just so much more you can do with it, with a storyline in your erotica, and it makes it so so that I don't know, there's more story. And if you've posted something in any of those genres, I've likely listened to it and came to it. What else do I like? I would say my strangest one is probably Monster Men, which ties into the fantasy and just like a huge cock in my cunt. Kink. But I'm not gonna go too into that one in case any listeners aren't completely savvy on it. My goal for this audio is to last at least 15 minutes. I am slowing down, so hopefully I make it, and if not, I'll have to edge some, and that'll be fun. Some other questions. I don't have any toys as of right now. I am pretty bad at saving money. I spend a lot of it on makeup and video games. So I haven't been able to save up to get myself a nice toy, but I probably should. I would probably very much so enjoy that purchase. So hopefully someday soon I will. I can't remember what was my last my next topic I had in mind. I'm sorry. I'll come to it eventually. I guess my next point of interest was I do enjoy talking to all of you, especially other performers on the sub. Some of you probably have some good advice for me. I've been asking around on what's good to do sound effect wise and such, but yes, so if you wanna message me about anything, if you want me to listen to your audio or just have tips, please feel free to message me. Or if you just want to chat some, definitely. Sorry, I keep saying, I don't know if I have any other topics. And I just made it to the 10-minute mark. I'm sorry if this audio is really not that great because I am running out of time to record. Like I said, I really wanted to do a script. I've read over a few scripts and there's definitely some I'm interested in, especially some that have been sent to me. But if you have a script, especially, I guess maybe it'd be best not to start with a really hard story script as a newer to recording audio person. But if you do have one, send it to me and I will probably get to it eventually. I guess another thing you might notice about my profile is that I do post to feet subs. I personally am not specifically into feet. I am into body worship and having my body complimented, of course. But in general, I just know I got two pretty good feet, and I definitely enjoy sharing it with the people who do enjoy feet. but to those who don't, yeah, it's not a huge thing for me. And to those who do, if you want to enjoy my feet and such, I will definitely talk to you about it. I'm down for most stuff. because a large part of what I get off on is just helping someone else out. That's a funny way to word it, but just someone wanting something from me and me giving it to them. I almost made it to 15 minutes. I'm really proud. But I think that's all I had in mind for topics, so I'm just gonna edge for a while. Oh. Thank you for listening. I'll see y'all later.